problem, you need prosperity oil. It enjoys a reputation for improving people's fortunes. Hear this. It's guaranteed to stop all those money problems and make you prosperous too. That's prosperity oil. To order it, send $20 by PayPal to oil@housemail.com. oil@housemail.com. Or mail cash to P.O. Box 17993-C, Chicago, Illinois, 60617-0993. That's P.O. Box 17993-C, Chicago, Illinois, 60617-0993. That's Prosperity Oil. Send for it today.
Elder Yochanan, your certified spiritual advisor, is here to help you with your everyday life. A specialist in wealth, a specialist in success, a specialist in love, and a specialist in good fortune. The four supernatural blessings in your life. You can reach him at Elder Yochanan, Yochanan, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now, here's Elder Yochanan.
God bless all my Father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Shalom and welcome to our regular broadcast. This is your host, Elder Yochanan, affectionately known to many as Papa Say, your certified spiritual advisor, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that only the one true God brings light, love, and life to this world. That is true. That's true. Well, this is Elder Yochanan live, whether it's readings, prophecies, teachings, healings, interviews for everyone. Here's my voice. Not a fake, not a sham, but the real thing. So help me God. Today, we have good fortune. Yep, good fortune. By the power of the living God, with the help of, the help of the dowsing hamlets. And you are a faithful listening audience. Now, before 1920, luck was something used for gambling and games of chance. Using a black cat bone, a person could ensure their luck for games to come. Luck didn't have to be earned, but something that was manipulated so to everyone, I say this, mazel tov. What does that mean? It means good luck. Good luck, because today you are going to have some good fortune. Let's listen to a number as one comes along. Okay? Thank you.
Hello. You have no messages.
He's in old bed, my baby. Gonna blow.
with the legendary Miles Davis, just my favorite. And his trumpet can't be played with tamper, with a picked up and thrown to the pavement. Whether left to right or either right to left, wherever a microphone is kept, you be sure to hear Miles do the woobity shoebop, just to show a debut created the doo-hop. Not doo-wop, but bebop mixed with hip-hop. Don't be confused as your mind goes flip-flop. So relax with the trumpet, please just thump it. As for the girls, pop it, pop it, and make way for display in this way. Easy mobile, Miles Davis gets busy. With the sound of his horn on the set, so relax and let go, and me and the chief will just blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. I said me and the chief are gonna blow.
Places playing. It can take you something, nothing, and make something out of it. You have got to see this in operation. You have got it. It isn't something that's just here for showing or whatever. You have got to see this in operation. This is something for your eyes. Glory be to God. Something for your eyes to see. Something for your eyes to have. Something for your eyes to behold. Rather than just something you heard about. Yes, Lord, this is for you. This is for you. Now, the thing about good fortune, as I said, it was before 1920, why did I say before 1920? Because 1920 seems to be the date when all of the real hoodoo stopped and the real phonies came in. Yeah, I said the real hoodoo stopped in 1920. Yep. Over 100 years ago, it dried up. And all this newfangled stuff came out. All these funny candles and funny oils and funny potions and all that stuff came out. Before that time, here we go. Before that time, human beings only used what they knew. Use an essence from a flower, from a tree, and made something from it, which could seduce the powers that be to work in your favor. So I didn't have all this hoogee-boogee oil and all that stuff like that. What we had was very, very simple. Very simple. And if you wanted luck, if you wanted good fortune, that was simple. That was simple. Shoot, all you had to do was take a silver dime. Yeah, just a silver dime. And keep it in your pocket. And don't have it with some cinnamon. Please don't. Because that is what you brought to the music called good fortune. Good fortune. Nobody tried anything else. Why? Because it wasn't no good. It wasn't no good. People started making all these fun to do potions and stuff. They started mixing folks together. Well, to tell you the truth, well, I'll tell you what they did. They would take some oil and put some perfume in it and slap a name on it. And that was what everybody took. You see, I call that baby doll hoodoo. Baby doll. And the reason why I call it that is because just like a doll, a baby doll, it's phony. It couldn't do nothing. It is phony. Now, there are a bunch of people which make it. Oh, don't kid yourself. There's a bunch of people which make it. A bunch. bunch of it who will swear by it. But when it's placed with the real authentic type of hoodoo, the old grandma style, I call it that, when it's placed with that, then you start seeing that it don't compare. It don't compare. Now, another thing about it is this. With the baby doll style, you need a lot of things to go with it. If you are going to have an all, you might have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things to go in ingredients. And everybody wants to say, that's the real thing. But it's not. It's not. In the old grandma style, one ingredient was enough. One. If you go around some people today and you smell them and they got that stuff, it smells all so many scents and so many things in it, it is a shame. It's a shame there's so many things in it. But in the old grandma style, there's one scent. One thing is there. Why? Because. You don't need but one thing from God to get you over, do you? Do you? You only need one thing. With them, they had to have 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, a whole bunch of things. And they said, you need this for that. You don't need it. You don't need it. Why? Because everything God created is good and very good. Can't you see what I'm talking about? Everything God made is good and very good. All you need is one of anything. When you see something with a different types of things, you ought to have one oil, one powder, you know, one thing such as that. And then it is put together and it makes up something. Not 5 or 6 different things. Now, with that, I call everybody into question. Yeah, I do. Well, I can do that because I'm older. I call them all into question. Because it don't take all that. It do not take all that. Now, with some people, they're going to swear by it. They'll swear they need all that. They don't need that. What needs it is their mind. Their mind. They have a confused mind. They believe that many things are better than just one. Yeah, they believe it. That is what the hoodoo from 1920 on has presented to people. That is it. That's it. It isn't good, and it's not good for you. It's something that you can do without. You can do without it. And I'm saying this how? Because I've been doing this, I've been practicing this stuff for over 55 years. Over 55 years I've been practicing it. And I'll say it again. You don't need all that stuff. You don't need it. I tell you, I'm an old man. I've been around a long time. A long time. And all the junk I see going on, Lord, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. We just cannot do without it. That's why hoodoo has gone almost down the tubes. Why? Because it's been 100 years since this crap done started. And the people who purvey it ain't no better than it. There are so many people, they make hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. Talking this baby doll stuff. But the real hoodoo, no sir. They do not dare open their mouths about it. You know why? Because they know that they'd be shut up. They'll be shut up. And it's really, really, I'll tell you something, boy. I'm not laughing because it's funny. But it's really funny that young people purvey all this. Younger people. Why younger people? Because younger people don't know no better. They don't know no better. So what they do is they get hold of a book. They get hold of a book. Yes, right, a book. And they read it and they think that now I can do anything because I just read this book. The book told me how to do this. Well, but the way I came up, your mother taught you, or your father taught you, or your grand auntie taught you. Somebody living taught you. And you heard it from them. And they told you what to do. They told you how to do it. They told you where to go and to get it. They are the ones who were the teachers. This stuff where people go into a book. A book? What is a book? What is a book? It's a connection, a collection of things that a person believes. You don't know if it's true or not. You don't know if they know what they're talking about or not. All you know is that it's in the book. That's all you know is that the book says this. You know, years ago, there was a thing called a grimoire, which is witch wrote or whatever. And in the grimoire, they would put down all their spells and things in here. But you know what? Somebody else could come along and dispute that grimoire. Tell them that the things in there were no good. The things that I said go against any possible reason. Why is that? Because it was based on what the individual called their personal experience. Their personal experience. And with personal experience, you don't have anything. That's why in books nowadays, they have a bibliography. Yeah, have you ever thought of that? There is a bibliography in it, most books. And what is a bibliography? They just draw up all their knowledge from somewhere else and put it together in a book. And here's where they got it from. Yeah, they will show you. I got this from so-and-so. I got this from that one. Never do they write anything from fact. scientific books are not based on fact. They're based on research made somewhere else, research made by someone else on a subject, on something somebody else said, on something they did. But it's never just fact by itself. Nothing that they can prove based on what they said. Now, those that do it, I'm going to tell you now, there are some that do it. Those that do it cannot be proven for themselves. They would have found something out for fact, and the scientific world denied. Throw it all away. Say it ain't no good. Why? Because he ain't backed up by the other people. But you see, hoodoo or Kabbalah, if you want to call it that, hoodoo or Kabbalah are something different. They are based on what an individual did. What an individual did. What they said. How they went. That is how hoodoo or Kabbalah is supposed to go. That is how. Most of the hoodoo you hear about today ain't hoodoo, it's doo-doo. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's something to go into a toilet and flush it to China if you can. It is worth absolutely nothing. So you remember that next time you hear something. Yeah, you remember it. Now, readings, prophecies, teachings, and healings are one thing. You'll hear this. They say that that's the foundation of a spiritual church, of a spiritual church, but not so. It is not a reading, but the general reading of that church. It's not a prophecy, but the general prophecy of that church. It's not a teaching, but the general teaching of that church. And it's not a healing, but the healing, the general healing of that church. That is what it's based on. That's what it's based on. Readings, prophecies, teaching, and healing. That is what it's based on. And there are people today that will not even subscribe to that. There are some churches today that are scared to call themselves spiritual church. Yeah? There was a time when a spiritual church really wasn't known. Did you know that the churches that knew that became something founded or something great? Such as, I'll give you one, the Church of God in Christ, founded by Bishop Charles Henry Mason, Bishop C.H. Mason. C.H. Mason, you go to his church, all, on his pulpit. He had herbs and he had roots and stuff which he used to preach to the people. And nowadays, they don't even listen to that. They don't even listen to that. There was a time when there was no spiritual church. All the so-called what grew to spiritual churches became temples or synagogues. Uh-oh, temples and synagogues. Does that sound funny? They became that. Or house of prayer. House of prayer. They became that. Why would they take these Jewish names for something? Well, I want you to know, that's another story. That's another story, a good story. One you would like to hear. Yes, it is a good story. For improving one's fortunes. Hear this. It's guaranteed to stop all those money problems and make you prosperous too. That's Prosperity Oil. To order it, send $20 by PayPal to oil@housemail.com or mail cash to P.O. Box 17993-C, Chicago, Illinois 60617. P.O. Box 17993-C, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. That's Prosperity Oil. Send for it today. Well, now here's the ultimate in making your life better than it was. Dr. Devereaux's Miracle Lucky Hand Wash. Dr. Devereaux's Lucky Miracle Hand Wash will take away all of your bad problems and give you a new lease on life. Dr. Devereaux's Lucky Miracle Hand Wash is just what you need to make life a special thing for you and your family. Dr. Devereaux's Lucky Miracle Hand Wash is on sale for the low price of $7. That's right, just $7. Here and nowhere else will you find it for over only $7 plus shipping and handling. That's Dr. Devereaux's Lucky Miracle Hand Wash for only $7 plus shipping and handling. Just call 773-359-4360. 773-359-4360. A little is all you need to make big blessings flow in your life. Now, thank you for being with us today. Now, we'd like to give a blessing out to Sekhmet Martin Moon. God bless you. Augustus Notes. God bless you. Knowledge All. God bless you. Myron Davidson. God bless you. Dalton, God bless you. Lady, God bless you. Empress Domino, God bless you. Casilla Crystal, God bless you. JKM, God bless you. Lolita Lola, God bless you. Edith, God bless you. Muff, God bless you. Hava, God bless you. Miss Maria, God bless you. Wylene Thomas, God bless you. Blissfully Blessed, God bless you. Janine, God bless you. Supreme Mobe, God bless you. Stale, God bless you. Rochelle, God bless you. And Cool One for You, God bless you. And God bless you and keep you till we meet again. This is Helio Conning telling you to be eternally faithful and to keep going with God no matter where you are. Okay? Keep going with God. And here's another message. So, hold on. Thank you. thanks for being with us today. God bless you, keep you. Most of all, this is the economy telling you to be faithful, eternally faithful, and keep going with God. And most of all, goodbye.